The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
I'll go straight to questions. Thank you.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please hit star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, we will conclude the coaches portion of the call. Your first question comes from Hondo Carpenter with Barkin Nation.
Good afternoon, Mark. Since the spring game has ended, Mark, is there any players who participated in the spring game that are either suspended or no longer with the team?
That's a tough one to evaluate right now. You're asking me, are there any players that are still suspended since then?
No, sir. Yes. Have there been any who participated in the spring game who are either suspended now or no longer with the team?
We redlock people on time to time. We use the term redlock for various things. So, yes, there has been.
Okay.
That's constant. There's constant people in and out of different situations. I think that's normal.
Your next question comes from Bob Abmussen with Campaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach. Other than your home state, what state do you consider the most important for recruiting for you?
For Michigan State, we tend to go into Ohio. You know, my background's in Ohio. We understand the football that's played there and play a high-level football. And Michigan State has always been a place where we've gotten a lot of players from Ohio, and I think last year maybe we had over 30, I believe, from the state. So it's a very important recruiting area for us, and we've had some outstanding players there, such as Le'Veon Bell and others that have come, you know, a lot of guys like Greg Jones. Different players have come in and out of the state of Ohio and played very, very well here.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Again, to ask a question, please hit 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following 2 prompts, we will conclude the questions portion of the call. Your next question comes from Chris Valeri with Detroit Free Press.
Good morning, Mark. I know we talked about this in December. Do you, at this point, believe that there will be more attrition, and how much more attrition do you believe there will be from your roster before summer camp begins?
You know, that's a tough thing to evaluate because people make decisions after spring ball relative to, you know, what they're going to do. Some people tend to, you know, tend to change, things of that nature. I think that's natural, but I can't put a number on that. All I can tell you is that we're going to do the things we have to do to move forward as a program.
Your next question comes from Kyle Austin with MLive.com.
Hey, Mark. Just wondering, after your spring is officially complete now, your 2 practices after the spring game, did you see the type of improvement out of this team that you needed to see coming off the 3-9 last year and moving forward?
Yeah, I think we did. We have a young football team. I don't think there's any question about that. You know, when you have, 8 seniors on your football team, scholarship players, you're going to be relatively young. But we have a very strong junior class. Been impressed with our younger players as they've moved forward. And, you know, guys are getting a lot of reps. They improve. When you're young, you improve. It's just a daily improvement. The learning curve is a little bit greater, so you see a little bit more drastic improvement as you go. But I think we have a good football team. Been very impressed with our quarterback, Brian Lewerke. You know, he's 215 pounds now. He's bigger. He's faster. He throws the ball. He has great rhythm. You know, there's some other guys that are trending upward. There's no question. They're just young players. So guys like Tyler Higbee, where he was a redshirt freshman last year and coming off a broken leg, you know, has improved and is getting back to playing, and he could be a very good player, and he's just one of the guys. So a lot of those type of things have occurred. Matt Sokol looks good at tight end. I think our running back situation is going to be strong. So there's a lot of areas on our football teams that have strength, and there's some other areas that have youth. But, you know, I think that's natural. When you look around, every football team in the country has positions of strength and weaknesses, and you've got to capitalize on your strengths.
Your next question comes from Matt Charbonneau with Detroit News.
Hello, Mark. I want to ask you a little bit more about the quarterbacks. I know Damian and Messiah did not play in the spring game. Were they able to get any work in those last couple practices? And when it comes to Brian, has he done enough this spring to kind of clearly be that – I mean, I know you've said he's the guy, but is he clearly your starter heading into the offseason at this point?
He's clearly the starter heading into the offseason. I think that's warranted. Damian was able to do a lot of Pascal work, but we held him out of he had a surgery coming out of the season, so we had to hold him out of contact work. But, he's a fifth-year senior. He has a lot of experience, and he can be a very good quarterback, but he needs to stay injury-free. But he got a lot of reps, in terms of drill work and things of that nature. And then Messiah DeWeaver, had some back issues, so he missed the majority, really almost all of the spring. So that's setting back a little bit, but I believe he is a fast learner, and he's going to have opportunities here as he moves forward.
We can take one final question for Coach D'Antonio.
Your last question comes from Chris Solori with Detroit Free Press.
Mark, I guess from you, coming out of spring and heading into the off season, what are your biggest area of, if you had one or two biggest areas of concern just about the team and the program right now?
Well, I think that, there's no question that we need to continue to solidify ourselves and in every respect. Obviously, there's a concern off the field, that we had, and I addressed that earlier in an earlier press conference. So we need to, work through those situations. But as much as anything, when you have a young football team, you need to find leadership, and that leadership needs to go translate on the field and off the field as well. And so that's what we're doing. We're finding who our leaders are. We're going to come together as a football team, and we're all going to go in the same direction. And if we're not going in the same direction, those people will be left behind.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks.